I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, June 7th. A 19-year-old man is dead after he was pulled from the water at a beach in Quincy. Quincy police say about 2:15 yesterday they received a report of a person who'd entered the water at Mound Street Beach in Quincy Point but had not resurfaced. Multiple agencies immediately responded to the area, as well as two civilian divers who happened to be nearby. Authorities say one of the civilian divers pulled the victim from the water. The victim was then taken to South Shore Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Police have now identified the victim as 19-year-old Alessandro Silva of Brockton. Witnesses say Silva swam out further into the water to retrieve a ball and then noticed that he was struggling to swim. During a news conference, rescue officials said that more than half a dozen drownings have happened in the area of Massachusetts east of Interstate 495 within the past 2 weeks alone. A 17-year-old man from Dedham, critical condition after a possible drowning incident at a backyard pool during a graduation party on Netta Road. Dedham police say they were called about 12:30 in the morning yesterday after getting several reports about a possible drowning. After officers arrived, they saw people performing CPR on the 17-year-old before they took over and provided aid. He was taken to a Boston hospital and was last listed in critical condition. Officers later learned there was a graduation party taking place where the apparent drowning occurred. The incident remains under investigation. And police still investigating a fatal drowning in Plymouth on Saturday. Firefighters responding to reports of a drowning at White Island Pond Saturday afternoon found a man who'd been pulled from the water. First responders performed CPR, but the man was pronounced dead at the scene. One of the two Braintree police officers wounded in Friday afternoon's shooting in the area of McCusker Drive has left the hospital, and both are expected to be okay. The shooting, described by authorities as a firefight in the woods, killed a canine and the suspect and remains under investigation. Officer Matthew Donahue, a 34-year-old who's been on the force 9 years, was released from Boston Medical Center Saturday afternoon. He is a National Guard veteran who served in Afghanistan. Officer Bill Cushing is a 15-year veteran of the department who's still at South Shore Hospital. He was Canine Kit's handler, and a special ceremony is planned for Kit once Cushing is released. Police Chief Mark Dubois said the officers were both wearing bulletproof vests and are expected to make a full recovery. Norfolk County District Attorney Mike Morrissey asked the public on Friday to say a prayer for the officers while they were in surgery. Suspect has been identified as 34-year-old Andrew Homan of Brockton. Homan was well known to police. Police were responding to a report of a domestic incident in the area of the Braintree Village apartment complex on McCusker Drive. They were told that the suspect fled into the woods. Canine Kit was also a 12-year veteran of the force. Hingham police on Saturday announced that after talking to a boy who'd originally reported a man in a car attempted to grab him on Friday, they're able to determine that the man did not actually reach for, grab, or even speak to the boy. Police had launched an investigation after a boy reported a man in a car attempted to grab him in Hingham on Friday afternoon. The 10-year-old boy told police that he was walking in the area of the Hingham Community Center on South Street when a man in a black or dark gray Lexus sedan tried to grab him. After failing to grab the boy, the suspect reportedly drove off. Police said the boy described the driver of the Lexus as a white man with brown hair. Police say they have since interviewed the man and determined that the incident did not occur. Massachusetts Steamship Authority says that its ticketing process, including online and phone reservations, continue to be affected by a ransomware attack that first impacted operations last Wednesday. As of yesterday, customers remain unable to book or change reservations online, by phone, or at terminals. Because of this, the Steamship Authority says rescheduling and cancellation fees are being waived for customers who were unable to rebook their travel. Scheduled trips to and from the islands of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket continue to operate safely and as scheduled, but some delays in the ticketing process may occur, although some credit card access is now available at terminals and parking lots. The use of cash is still recommended. Steamship Authority says it's working diligently with its internal team as well as third-party experts and local, state, and federal officials to try and resolve the issue. State Department of Public Health reporting 126 new confirmed COVID cases and 4 additional deaths in the state yesterday. Health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now 662,154, and the total number of confirmed deaths, 17,548. There were over 30,000 total new tests reported. As of yesterday, the 7-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts, 0.53%. There are 178 people currently hospitalized for a coronavirus-related illness. There are 64 patients in intensive care and an estimated 4,300 active cases in the state. A hot day at Fenway Park didn't keep the Pan-Mass Challenge cyclists from still putting on a successful event. The Pan-Mass Challenge Winter Cycle, a stationary cycling challenge, featured 5 45-minute rides that could be completed on-site or at home as a virtual rider. The event usually takes place indoors in January, but was delayed this year due to the pandemic. All of the money raised goes towards cancer research, treatment, and care at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Every dollar donated before July 1st, up to $2 million, will be doubled with a matching grant from an anonymous donor. Go to pmc.org for more information. A preservation group is out with a new list of America's 11 most endangered historic places. And making that list is an area that the National Trust for Historic Preservation says is threatened by climate change. The Boston Harbor Islands, 34 islands and peninsulas make up the islands, which are just a short ferry ride away from the city. The National Trust says its list spotlights important examples of our nation's architectural and cultural heritage that, without applied action and immediate advocacy, will be lost or face irreparable damage. Other endangered historic places recognized this year include Selma to Montgomery March campsites in Alabama, the Treat Filling Station and Family Farm in Oklahoma that reportedly took in black Americans displaced by the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre, and a Navajo trading post in Utah. Boston Harbor Islands, in addition to their historic value, are a popular attraction for hikers and bird watchers, but all that, they say, is threatened by changing climate. There are fewer than 400 North Atlantic right whales left on Earth, and new research shows they're shrinking in size, according to aerial footage published in Current Biology. Whales today are as much as 3 feet shorter than they were 40 years ago. Fishing gear entanglement, part of the problem. In some extreme examples, researchers said 10-year-old whales are shorter than a typical 1 or 2 year old whale. The calves of mother whales who became entangled while nursing are also turning out shorter. Scientists use footage from airplanes and drones to study whale size. They believe other factors are also reducing whale size, including vessel noise and availability of the tiny plankton that make up their diets. Check of business news this morning, and stocks bounced back on Friday. The Dow was up 179, the NASDAQ rose 199, and the S&P added 37. Global stocks are mixed. The dollar is flat, the euro is down, oil at $69 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox sweep the Yankees with a 6-5 victory in 10 innings. They're back at Fenway at 5:10 today. Take on Miami. And of course, it's Game 5, Bruins and Islanders at 6:30. That series tied up at 2 games apiece. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly sunny and hot today. Highs in the low to mid 90s. There is a heat advisory in effect for most of eastern Massachusetts. For tonight, hazy and muggy with a low of 73. Tomorrow, partly sunny with some scattered thunderstorms. Hot and humid, high 90 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy, still warm with highs in the mid 80s. And we get a break on Thursday, partly cloudy, highs Thursday only in the low 70s. With a boater today, waves about 2 feet, southwesterly winds gusting to 20 knots at times. The high tide just before 10:30 this morning. Sunrise at 5:07, set at 8:18. So again, another hot day today with highs in the low to mid 90s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 7th.